Hello, everyone. This is Stephanie Donahue, and I'm here with Rob Foster and Mark Rackley, and this is Techsplaining live from the Microsoft Ignite floor in the Expo Hall. So if you hear a little extra background noise today, it's because we're sitting literally on beanbag chairs right in the middle of everything, and it's been a pretty fun week.
Yeah, these beanbag chairs are kind of nice. It's not often we get to hang out and do a show together, but let alone sit on beanbags. I mean, I think if I was a single guy, I would probably just have these big TVs and guitars in my apartment because I wouldn't own a house.
Don't lie, you've got that now in your basement, so, you know. Yeah, so it's been a great conference so far. We're only on day two. It feels like about day 20. So yesterday we had the keynote. What did you guys happen to think of the keynote? Any thoughts that came to take away from that? Or,
well, I think everybody's mind was blown there at the end. I think they showed some pretty fantastic things. They put some pretty smart people on stage. Did you get much out of that, Rob?
Do you know? I know quantum computing is cool to somebody, and it was there a lot different than me. You know,
0.1 Kelvin cool, like really, really, really cool.
Yeah. But they did. They unveiled a new computer, I guess some kind of supercomputer for quantum computer rather than a supercomputer, but had some mathematicians and some physicists and some, you know, folks like that, smart, but PhD folks. So they went pretty deep. I think they lost most of the audience, but I'm kind of curious as to, say, maybe 5 years from now, what's that going to look like, right? Will we understand it at that point?
I won't understand it.
I won't either. Stephanie might. I'll look for Stephanie.
I don't know. I think the PowerPoint helped. Did you guys see how it kind of filled in everything at once? We all went, everything happens at once.
Yeah. It's like a maze, but, you know, you can go fast.
Well, it's cool they're already being able to have compilers for quantum computing, right? It's like the computer is still theoretical, right?
Yeah.
They're not built. They haven't built it yet, but they've already got compilers to write code against it.
They've got compilers and emulators, and I'm kind of wondering, me and Paolo, who's here with us as well, and we'll talk to him in a minute, but we were talking, you know, how can you have an emulator for something like that that's not a real thing yet, you know?
Right. Yeah. What else can you emulate that doesn't really exist?
Yeah, no. Well, and I think, as far as like the keynote goes, one of the things that I noticed that we had a really upbeat person, was it Lee Chin?
Lee Chin,
and she was a trending topic on Instagram or Twitter, or something, more Lee Chin, hashtag more Lee Chin, but I thought she blew it off. But on that note, I've actually noticed a lot of kind of a trend here this week is that they've got a lot of women in the keynote. And they're doing some really great things. Not only like women in the keynote as token women in the keynote, but driving things, right? And I think that's, I don't know, Stephanie, as our token woman on the show. So I'm just kidding. You know, everybody knows you run this thing.
You know, that actually brings up an interesting point. I think Microsoft does a great job with inclusion, and it's something that you see throughout, through a lot of the speakers and the presenters and everything, not just in the keynote. But something I've actually been very passionate about, I've been talking with Mark about this week, is that I think someone told me there's only 10% women in attendance, and as far as the total attendees go at Ignite. So I think I feel like I have a little bit of a mission there in maybe going out and being a mentor and doing some more influencing, because we're starting to lose maybe a percentage. That seems really small to me.
Kind of funny. I was thinking about this walking over. So Paolo and I are actually staying over in the Hilton, and at the very same time that Ignite is happening, there's Microsoft Envision, which is where they have the executive level over there, you know, folks doing sessions. I would say it's probably 40% women over there, right? So maybe that's where they all are, and they're running things, right? No, I'm seriously, because, I mean, I was walking through the lobby today, and I was like, there are a lot of, like, blue lanyard women over here, and it's just great to see that, and I'm hoping that's where they all are, right?
Rob, we've always run things.
Yeah.
We've always run things, the women.
No doubt. No, but I mean, it was a very noticeable higher percentage of women at the Envision conference.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm actually hoping to check that out more next year. I know Michelle Caldwell, she's got a joint pass, and I guess I didn't realize I could do that. That's definitely something I might look into next year.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, for me as well, is I think it's just in my role and where we belong kind of in that space. I think they have stuff more targeted for what I do rather than, you know, learning how to code cognitive services or whatever, which is awesome. But, you know, I think I'm more targeted for the Envision stuff as well.
Yeah. I just go where they'll have me. I'm happy that they've had the bacon here all three mornings, so that's been really nice perk for me. And I really have nothing to go to the quote. I can't build on that. Yeah, I agree that the attendance is low here for what I like to see for women, but I think that Stephanie has got some ideas for a great follow-up blog post on that, that now that I've mentioned it on the podcast, she has to go and write because people will look for it. And she's going to put it in the show notes when we finally actually do have show notes as well. But yeah, so it's been a lot of fun, and I'm enjoying everything I'm seeing.
So Mark, how did your session go?
Well, is that the session that was at the same time as Jeff Teeper's, which by far won the internet for me yesterday?
Yeah, so apparently my session was the exact same time as Jeff Teeper's session, and I decided to put a little message on Facebook because I'm me and I say what I want to say. And I said, whose idea was it to schedule my session at the same time as Jeff Teeper? And I tagged Jeff Teeper in the message. So a little bit later, he commented in there and said, mine. So I'm like, okay, well done. Well played, Jeff.
Yeah, that was great. I liked to die when I saw that. It was great. But how did your session go? I mean, I know we talked about it a little earlier, and you did a 20-minute session?
20-minute session on the SharePoint framework and how you can take those JavaScript files that you've been putting into your page with script editor web parts and content editor web parts for years, and then just how you can get those working in the SharePoint framework without having to write any TypeScript or no TypeScript. Just like, get my job done type stuff. So the whole thing was demo. I did it in about 20 minutes. It's really hard to do a demo in 20 minutes for future reference. And I've got the slides and the code samples are going to be available to everybody here. So if anybody listening wants access to that code, we'll put it in the show notes too, so you can see that code that we did for that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Did Stephanie, I'm sure you went there, right?
Yes, I did. And there was a great crowd. And actually, there were a lot of folks that stuck around afterwards, asked a lot of really good questions. And I definitely see that, you know, despite the fact you were up against Jeff, you had a great crowd. So I think there's a lot of people out there curious about the SharePoint framework, looking at the new modern UI, trying to put it all together. We saw a lot of really good web parts come out this week, too, between the session, Jeff's session that was during yours, and today he had another really big keynote. We're seeing a lot of really good web parts, additional ways to expand the use of your SharePoint site in the modern UI. So a lot of really good things that have surfaced this week.
Yeah, some of those key announcements that they got. Well, one of the big ones for us is, the new modern like web parts they've got with the rich text and, you know, all the stuff they've got. But really around what we found was, for me, is the multi-geo stuff, right, is a great announcement, and I think it's going to help us drive things forward from a data residency perspective and get more things to our people, more capabilities to our people. And I think that's going to work out great for us. So for me, that was probably the biggest announcement, and it's great to be able to see that and show that to our leadership and see where it's going to go from there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool things. Like for me, a couple of things that stand out. I love the fact they've got the file viewer that works in SharePoint, and that you can now preview over, 270 file types? That's insane. Like, you can now put a Photoshop PSD file onto your page in SharePoint and get a preview of it. You know, I don't know what all those 270 are, but if some of those are CAD drawings as well, then you've just now opened up the door to people to SharePoint who've not wanted to touch it for years because their CAD drawings are pretty worthless in there.
I think that's going to be tremendously helpful There have always been like vendors that have provided that for on premises where you can do an AutoCAD, you know, rendering or whatever. But to have that native in the platform, that's head and shoulders above everything else.
Yeah, and the other thing that kind of goes along with that is they're adding some security features to where now you can't download a file. And I don't think you can prevent people from downloading a file today in SharePoint. If they can read it, you can't prevent an actual download. But now, coming out, you'll be able to actually prevent a download. But what's really cool is you can still allow them to open it in the browser and edit it, but still not have the ability to download it. And that goes right along with your multi-geo and making sure your data stays where you want it to stay. So there's some really cool stuff coming that way.
Yeah, that's one of the first questions our guys ask, or I've heard it a lot, at least at work, is, hey, so you've got this stuff and you're surfacing all this content. Can you prevent people from downloading it and taking it with them or emailing it or whatever? And you know, this just kind of circles on that one topic, you know?
So the other thing that stuck out along that same lines was the conditional access by site collection. if I understand correctly, I think that's awesome because you always have scenarios where there are certain things you need to lock down more than others. And you think about like the legal side example she gave, sometimes it's HR, and maybe it's just proprietary information, research and development, those sorts of scenarios. Being able to lock it down a little more specifically instead of that all or nothing is killer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many announcements around that. And I feel like we're at a point now with the platform. This seems to be a trend I'm seeing across all of Office 365 to where we're at a great stabilization point, right? And now the platform is evolving into something that's far better than anything we've ever seen, right? I mean, it's the most comprehensive collaboration platform on the market today. And I think that's remarkable to see. Just, I mean, I started SharePoint in 2001, and you know, I mean, it was, I just see it from go from where that was when it was all the data stores were in Exchange to what we have now. It's just amazing.
The other thing too is that they're taking care of both sides of the fence, right? I think when you have more security, it tends to kind of squelch the creativity on the business side. But what we're also seeing is better usability and things that are just easier to understand, easier to implement, easier to connect everything together, while also taking care of that security. And so that's going to be a big win on both sides of the house. IT admins are going to be happy. The business users are going to be happy. The one thing we haven't talked about yet are the hub sites that just came out in SharePoint. Right. That's both again, right? That's easy for end users or power users to understand, connect their sites, and to inherit themes and web parts and things like that. That they're, again, not having to, you know, recreate the wheel and making it easier on IT, making sure that things get there if they need to be there. It just ties everything together.
Yeah, hub sites, I've heard that term, and we've been on the MVP calls and have seen it and everything, but, I mean, seeing it kind of now in its latest evolution is just fantastic. And I think it's we're definitely going to see a lot coming in that space as well. So I wanted to kind of shift over to our guest we've got on here. So his name's Paolo Barone, and he works with me at Deloitte, and I wanted to bring him over here just to kind of get his perspective as well, because we're actually sharing a room and we talk about this stuff pretty much day and night. So Paolo, I guess, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, Paolo Barone. Work with Rob in Deloitte. I focus a lot on all the collaboration efforts we're having for our practitioners, and been spending a lot of time with our risk and security people around all the compliance aspects. So spending more time with lawyers than with technologists in the last 6 months, that's what I keep saying. I'm learning a lot, of course, but yeah, some of this discussion is not as fun as the technology discussion, but it's something that is very important for our people. So it's very important conversations to have, and making sure that we can provide a safe environment for, you know, people to be efficient in what they do.
So so far we're in day two, as we mentioned earlier. So what's the best thing you've seen so far? I know it's early and there's a lot of 1 and 200 level sessions here, but what's got you most excited other than us trying on the HoloLenses yesterday?
All the discussion about this, how is that called? No. The quantum computers.
Oh, right.
That stuff is really exciting.
So what gets you excited about it? Because other than showing the cool little like gold thing, what gets you excited?
It's a paradigm shift, right? We don't even know what's going to be possible to do. Extreme parallelism really means all those algorithms that today are unsolvable because they're exponential in nature and cannot be resolved, and we cannot find an answer for those problems. Those algorithms will be solvable in this extreme parallel quantum computing state. So a lot of things that we read in sci-fi books and we see in sci-fi movies may be enabled by these new paradigms.
You know, I think what hit me strong, and just it's really close to my heart here, is that could be the thing that we find a cure for cancer, right? I mean, or that could be the thing that we find a cure for whatever disease, or we solve, whatever. I mean, that type of computing is likely the answer to that, right? Because we've never seen anything like that before. We've never had that available to us. And now that it's apparently going into the Azure platform, having that available to where I can just turn it on and I can start using it and the integration with Visual Studio, right, that opens the door to a lot of people that are not, you know, maybe natively wouldn't have access to it in a research situation, right?
Right. Maybe I'll now be able to find the file that I'm looking for, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it'll help Mark find his files. I don't know if it'll help in Yammer, though. But no, but speaking of Yammer, I mean, we actually had, we're a very large user of Yammer as well. And I was in the MVP pre-day conferences. They reviewed some of the new capabilities of Yammer. And you know what? It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've said this. But guys, I'm excited about what I see on the roadmap coming in Yammer. I mean, it's really exciting to have some of the. They're going to be integrating a lot of the profiles, the cards, that experience across the whole platform that we see natively in Office 365 and Delve. But it's going to go down into the Office products as well as up into places like Yammer. So that's
And there's that new Yammer web part too that looks really cool. So I'm excited to learn more about that as well.
I was really when I saw it, I was like, wow, it's probably been since 2011 since I said, oh, Yammer, I'm excited. Yeah, this is great. But no, I mean, hats off to the Yammer team for bringing it. I mean, this is really what we've needed for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some sessions with some details and understanding better the roadmap. But it seems like they are starting to deliver something that can be useful for people and can help driving adoption of the tool.
So what's just as we're sitting here in the vendor booth and there's somebody playing Halo right behind us. If I'm sure you guys can hear it on the podcast. But what's your favorite swag that you've gotten?
I'm still looking for some really good swag actually. So ShareGate has these nice little tin cups, and so it's interesting. It's one of those neat things you don't get to see every day and you might actually use. So maybe check out their tin coffee cup.
Apparently someone are giving away lightsabers. It's my mission to find one. Definitely that's the nicest I've seen. I've not gotten yet, but I will.
Yeah, we've got to find the lightsaber. So I left my dress socks at home, my dark socks at home, and I was able to find at one of the Microsoft booths a set of Argyle SharePoint socks. So I'm rocking those today, and I was really thankful and happy, but I would say that's probably my most useful piece of swag I've gotten so far. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to do a quick review of days one and two, and we wanted. I think we're going to try to do this at least daily or some portion of that, just to review what we thought and stuff. But we wanted to keep this podcast short and sweet. And I don't think I've got any edits today. It sounds like I can just push this one out. So, this is our first show face to face, and we usually record, separately in our own houses or wherever we may be. Mark usually driving or whatever. But Mark, do you have anything you want to say before closing?
No, Brett Lonsdale's not here. He's at home, and actually his dad's sick right now. So I want to let you guys, Brett, know we're praying for you guys, and we miss you. We wish you were here.
Yeah. Brett, you know, as always, absolutely what Mark said. So, but yeah, so tune in. Let us know. Find us here. We've got plenty of stickers, TechSplaining stickers. I've got one on my phone and one on my badge. They look beautiful. So thanks to Mark for getting those printed. Find us here. If you have any questions, just email us at info@techsplaining.net, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Or if you're not at the show, let us know, and you want us to find a particular answer for you, we're happy to go dig that out as well. So until probably tomorrow, let's call it a wrap, and thanks for listening to techsplaining.net.
Thanks.